If you thought it was too good to be true that she volunteered to be your maid, you probably thought right. Even though it's hardly been a week, she seems to have everything down to the T. Nothing was ever out of place, and there wasn't even the smallest fault you could find with her. However, you will soon realize the truth of the matter and why she is so good at her job. All right, everything's set. He should be home in another 2 minutes and 27 seconds. So I have time to prepare one more special surprise for him. I hope he likes what I made for him. He always says it's perfectly to his liking, and then he praises me for being such a wonderful maid. And that dreamy look of his when he smiles at me. I would do anything for him, as long as I can stay with him forever. I'll do whatever it takes. Ah, welcome back, Master. Here, let me take your jacket for you. It's cold outside this time of year, so I'm glad you took my advice and brought it along with you. It would be terrible if you fell ill. There's only so many ways I can help you, but when it comes to pathogens, I'm slightly useless. Why is it important that you don't get sick? Master, aren't you in the final stages of your company's project? You know, that research which could not only secure you a pay raise, but also recommendations to meet your childhood idol. It's of the utmost importance, so I have to make sure you are in tip-top shape. How did I know all of that? You told me, silly, just the other day. You're swamped with tons and tons of work. I don't really remember all of the details clearly, but you told me that you were working on something really amazing and important. What I do still remember is your face when you told me all about it. How you were smiling ear to ear, and how your eyes sparkled, and how you made elaborate gestures so that even me, your humble servant, could understand how much it meant to you. I am observant when I want to be. Of course, I simply can't do the work for you, which is a shame, truly. I'd do anything to make your breathing just that bit easier. I don't want you feeling crushed under the weight of your work. But having a maid like myself can make your life easier, which in turn enables you to focus on your work and be the best version of yourself. Who else do you think could make your house spotless, prepare balanced and delicious meals, and take care of all the menial tasks better than myself? I am a top-notch maid. Just for you, Master. And that shy smile you give me when I call you Master is the best reward I could ever ask for. I can't resist it. You are just... Oh, my apologies. Here, take a seat. I prepared your favorite tonight to celebrate your successful presentation to your sponsors today. I bet they were impressed when you showed them your progress. It's only natural after all that you've done that your hard work and effort would be recognized. The dedication you show is just magnificent. How did I know about that when you didn't mention it to anyone? Well, a lady has her ways. Now let's not dilly-dally any longer. You must be famished. Eat up. I made it extra special for you, Master. So, how does it taste? You love it? You flatter me too much. It really makes my heart flutter hearing you praise me every day. Oh, please hold still, Master. There was some sauce on your cheek, so I took the liberty of cleaning it up for you. And remember to drink up. It would be a disaster if you choked on something. Master, are you all right? You're looking really pale all of a sudden. Oh, gosh, your head. It's burning up too. Did you overwork yourself and get a fever? No, no, this simply won't do. Oh, dear. You must be feeling awfully sleepy right now. Maybe it's a good idea to close your eyes while I take care of things. Go on, close your eyes, and everything will be taken care of. I promise. Sleepy. Sleepy.
I didn't think it was that strong. I guess Master is lighter than I thought. It'll be a few hours before he wakes up again, so... Oh, you're finally awake. How do you feel, Master? How long have you been out? Well, it was quite tiring to drag you down here, but it took around 20 minutes. Taking that fact into consideration, I'd say around 2 hours. Aw, you don't remember? You suddenly passed out during dinner. Was it something in the food? Or perhaps the drink I prepared for you? Did I do something to you? Is that an accusation towards me? Your beloved maid? Was it that obvious? Don't worry. I didn't hurt you, darling. I would never hurt you. Unless you make me stop struggling. Haven't you noticed I've got you all tied up in a rather compromising position? These ropes are sturdy, aren't they? Perfect for keeping people in place and for stopping any attempts of escape. Just like what you tried right now. Are you shivering from fear? Or maybe excitement? Probably a mixture of both. If I'm not mistaken, men's minds can wander, and in a situation like this, your testosterone must be pumping through your blood. But worry not, Master, I will take very good care of you. However, you did just try to escape now. Normally, I should give you some form of punishment for it, but since you were still panicked, a small warning will suffice. Even your blood is perfect. There isn't an inch of you that isn't perfect. I knew you were the right choice. I just knew it. Oh, it's nothing. I was just thinking out loud about how lucky I am to be able to get this close to you so easily. Who would have thought that you'd look for a maid after you moved out from your parents? Their incessant bickering and neglect towards their only child was pretty painful to see. So you have no idea how happy I was when you could finally leave. But it's all in the past now. Oh, don't be silly. Yes, I've only been your maid for a few days, but you have no idea how long I've been protecting you from the shadows. Remember what your middle school bully did to you at lunch? What was his name? I can't recall, but he transferred away the following week after that big incident, never to bother you again. Or the time when that bitch... Sorry, your ex-girlfriend cheated on you. A few scars on her ugly face was deserved, if not too light of a punishment, don't you think? And worst of all, that nasty co-worker of yours takes the cake. To think they had the nerve to blackmail you for something you didn't do wrong.
Ever since you got that job, they were nothing but cruel. And then they demanded that you give them a monthly payment on top of that? The nerve, the audacity, the sheer two-facedness of it all. But it is all taken care of. You probably didn't realize, and that's by my design. I rewired that money you send to them every month to another account. Then, they were returned to your bank account after a while, so you wouldn't get suspicious. Ever since, those dark bags under your eyes have gotten lighter. I'm really glad it turned out as well as I expected. It's all coming together in your head now, isn't it? It was 4 months ago when they stopped harassing you. I've been looking out for you, taking care of you, protecting you from harm's way. You are so very welcome, Master. I love you. I always have since long, long ago. I never had the chance to say it because, well, you were never within arm's reach. When I thought I could finally tell you, the chance slipped away before I could do anything. You were gone, overnight. Vanished, just like that.
But now you're back.
I searched high and low just to see you again. But now, here you are. When I saw you looking for a maid, I knew that it was the opportunity I was waiting for. A chance given by God to finally have you all to myself. This world works in mysterious ways, but I'd rather call it for what it is. Fate. We were simply meant to be together. That chance, if you'd like to call it that. Well, I wasn't going to give it to anyone else. If anyone dared to stand in my way. Well, they wouldn't be standing for long now, would they? Crazy? Me? Yeah, silly, I'm crazy in love with you, sweetheart. I've never done so much or gone so far for anyone else. Ever since I met you, I couldn't live a day without seeing your face. And ever since you left, I felt as though a part of me went missing. I could not sleep. I could not eat. All I could do was look for any clues that might lead me to you again. My one and only love. How I yearn to be this close to you. How I deeply needed it. To kiss. And touch. And feel you. Your skin is so very soft. Did you know that? Smooth to the touch. It's that blush I see. Seems like someone's getting more excited than afraid. You've stopped struggling too. That is a very good boy. It's nice to be praised, isn't it? It sends a shiver down my spine when you call me a good girl for working so hard for you. It's like ecstasy for free, simply for being a well-behaved girl. Let you go?
No, why would I do that? I spent all this effort to bring you down here so that I could keep you all to myself. You're the one who always says to not let hard work go to waste, Master. So I won't let mine go to waste either.
Don't worry. I will take perfectly good care of you. As I've demonstrated the past few days, I'm perfectly capable of handling any menial tasks and taking care of all your needs. And don't worry about work either. I told your boss that you've been overworked and you needed a break. And the project will be left in the capable hands of your co-workers.
He's very kind, you know. He said you deserved the break after all you've done. And he also wished the best of your health. If only he knew what predicament you were in. Now there's no need to thank me. It's all for the sake of our love. Yes, our love. I said it at the start, remember? All I want is to have you for myself. No one else has the right to be beside you except me. I love you, sweetheart. I will always love you. And in time, you'll love me back. Sorry, it's kind of funny. You'll just have to realize that there's no one else in the world that loves you as much as I do. No one. Just me. Now, will you be a good boy and listen to everything I say? I can't let you out now, but I can't promise that you'll never be hurt again if you're obedient. No one will be allowed to hurt my precious lover. Don't lie to me. I can read you like an open book, sweetie. I know this is a lot to take in, but lucky for you, you now have all the time in the world to learn to love me. Isn't that perfect? Oh, and don't worry about your work anymore. If push comes to shove, I can always tell your boss that you'll be working from home. You probably don't know this about me, but seeing as I've never told you before, I'm actually fully capable of finishing your project for you. I hope it doesn't come to that, though. I'd rather see you achieve it with your own two hands and see that mesmerizing smile on your face when you get excited. That look never fails to make my heart beat faster. Oh, look at the time. It's getting late, and you'll have an entire day tomorrow with me. You don't mind if I sleep next to you, right? After all, it'll help us get closer. You do mind? Oh, well, I guess I'll leave you by yourself. Is that what you thought I'd say? I promised I'd take good care of you, didn't I? Oh, darling, you're so silly. Part of me taking care of you is being by your side the entire time. So regardless of your wishes, I'll put the knife down and I will sit right up close to you. Oh, you're so warm. So perfect to snuggle with under the sheets. Can you feel my hand? Wrapping around your waist, my fingers lightly tracing against your chest. Ticklish, are we? I can feel you shivering from my touch.